The Salt Lake City Council is pushing back against plans to close a crosswalk and build a fence between the Gateway Mall and the Road Home Shelter. KUER's Nicole Nixon has more.
All seven city council members signed a letter to Mayor Jackie Biskupski and Utah Transit Authority CEO Jerry Benson this week, saying they were alarmed to learn about the plans. The city and UTA came to an agreement to install a chain-link fence on either side of the tracks line along 200 South between 4th and 5th West and close the mid-block crosswalk. The new owner of the Gateway Mall requested the fence, citing concerns about safety and jaywalkers. Councilman Derek Kitchen represents the downtown area. He says closing a mid-block crosswalk goes against long-held city planning goals for walkability.
If safety is the concern, then I would much rather, as a city, make an investment in a hawk signal or other safety measures rather than taking out a crosswalk that people use.
Kitchen and other council members say they're also concerned about the optics of installing a physical barrier between planned development and the homeless community. But Mike Reberg, who heads the city's Department of Community and Neighborhoods, says after seeing safety reviews by UTA, he believes the plan is conducive to a safer street.
This is about safety. This is a temporary situation. We want to avoid a tragedy from occurring in the first place, and we're taking the appropriate steps to do that.
Reberg says there may be other areas with safety issues, but the city is focusing on 200 South because a business brought it to attention. A spokesman for UTA says the agency will move forward with construction when the city reaches a consensus. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.